Amen. Full-time parenting, friends. You can disciple your family. These are the end times, and it's time for us to take it seriously, preparing our children for the second coming of Jesus Christ, one day at a time. Thank you, Israel, for joining us. And friends, get a copy of this wonderful book. Your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. And I'm going to make a special offer to you. The Secret of the Lord, a $20 hardbound book. This $16 book for your combined gift of just $30. Plus postage and handling. Just $30. I have never made that kind of discount offer on The Secret of the Lord yet. You'll have to take advantage of it by telephone. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be in large part your views. We're going to be talking about Bob Chapman, who we lost this week, a longtime guest here at Radio Liberty. He's had an impact on people's lives all over America, indeed all over the world, and those who've taken his advice have done quite well, and those who've ignored his advice, well, it's tragically, many of those I'm sure regret having not accepted what Bob and his counsel has said to. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have any thoughts about Bob, his impact on your life, we would love to hear them. And then, of course, one of the things, we had the election here in California, as you know, at least according to the counts we got, and I'm not sure we can believe anything that the voting department, the election department, say across the country, but at least here in Santa Cruz County where I live, why we had one of the highest counts for Ron Paul anywhere in the entire state. I've been told we had 17.5% of the vote of the people who voted, Republicans who voted for Ron Paul. Most of the state at a little less than 10%. So perhaps our efforts here at KFER and those of some of our friends, the Freedom 21 group, have had an impact, and people are beginning to wake up and understand what's really going on. Well, if you'd like to give us your thoughts on Bob Chapman, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Or if you'd like to have your thoughts on the election as far as Ron Paul is concerned. And if you happen to be a Ron Paul supporter or part of the Freedom 21 group that is actually located in the Santa Cruz area, we would like to talk to you. Just call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Suzette's out there who certainly runs this. We'd love to hear from you. But let me just read what the obituary for Bob Chapman says. It's, and I quote, Robert Bob John Chapman, age 76, of Winter Haven, Florida, that is formerly of Mexico, died on Monday, June the 4th, 2012, due to a pancreatic cancer. He was born October 16th, 1935 in Boston, Massachusetts, the son of John Chapman and Ruth Donnelly Chapman. Bob was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a writer of a newsletter discussing finances and economics, and a regular radio commentary discussing politics as well as the economics and finance. Most of his working life, he served as a stockbroker. Bob is survived by his wife of 47 years, Judith, that is Judy Dabrowski Chapman. He has a son, Robert Michael Chapman, a daughter, Jennifer Gilliatt, and her husband, Matt. He has a sister, Dorothy Trecker, and Joan Lotz, and four grandchildren. That services are going to be on Wednesday, June 6th, 2012, et cetera, there in Florida. Condolence may be sent to the family at www.autolaughlinfuneralhome. That's autolaughlinfuneralhome.com. Well, if you're out there, why give us a call? And I think this year we have Rich calling from Aromas.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just talking to Rich from Aromas, calling in about Bob Chapman, the fact he had an opportunity to talk to him. If you have any remarks you'd like to make about Bob, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Rich calling from Aromas was just saying how much he enjoyed talking to Bob and suddenly the help that he got and how this taking that advice has suddenly set he and his family up in fairly good shape. Anything else you want to say, Rich, before we let you go?
Well, I also wanted to thank you, Grandpa, and your family, because like I said, you guys put a lot on the line for us, and you know, I do appreciate it. And I did talk to Grandma today, gave you 2 dozen fresh eggs. I hope you enjoy them. And I'm going to go over your schedule in a couple weeks because I invited you and your family over for a nice barbecue here at the ranch.
All right. We're looking forward to it, Rich. God bless. Thanks for all of your help.
Oh, thank you, Grandpa. You ever need anything, call me.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Victor. He's calling from Amsterdam, New York. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. Although, if you'd like to talk about Bob Chapman, we'd love to hear from you. Hi, Victor. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, our Freedom 21 program, Ron Paul is initiated, isn't it?
Right.
I understand.
Right.
What's that all about?
Well, basically, here in the Monterey Bay area, they have something called Freedom 21. And Sydney, it was a group that was put together to support Ron Paul's candidacy for the presidency, and they had regular meetings. And now, of course, they were really here to talk about the Freedom 21. Basically, there's something called Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. It's put together by the elitists. It's a plan to lower the living standards of the American people, to impoverish the people, to limit the population, to destroy the infrastructure of our society. And as the name Freedom 21 was the counter to Agenda 21. Most people have never heard of Agenda 21. You can read about it up on the internet. It is a subversive plan put forward by subversive groups, some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the country, who want to destroy America and impoverish the American people. Freedom 21 was a group in Santa Cruz who were going to try to, at least locally, counter this organization, which of course has representatives in almost every government, level of government, state, county, local government, all across America. Does that answer your question, Victor?
Yes.
Anything else you'd like? Anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, is Ron Paul going to be on the ballot today? Are you going to write him in?
Well, you can basically. Now you are in Amsterdam, New York. Have you had your primary election yet?
I don't think so. I didn't hear anything on TV.
Oh, I really don't know what's going on in New York. I do know what's going on in California. They had the election here on Tuesday, and basically Ron Paul got about 10% of the vote, although locally in our community got almost 17.5%, statewide probably 10, a little over 10%. But then you never know whether you can count and depend on the votes at all. All the voting is done by machine. You're not allowed to check the machines. They just say, trust us. We wouldn't cheat you, and I would tell you that's not true. All of the voting machines are rigged in one way or the other. I mean, why would we anticipate there'd be anything honest about our voting machines? We've taken God and prayer and right and wrong out of our society. And I know that many of these voting machines are programmed to come up with whatever conclusion the person who programmed them wants. So we have no idea what the real elections are, and we will not have honest elections till we go back to paper ballots and hand counting. It's much easier to rig one machine than the voting by thousands, vote counting by thousands of people across the state. So basically, the reason they want the electronic voting machines is so they can rig the elections. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. I have no idea what the vote really was across the state of California or in any other state that has electronic voting machines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. It's open lines, but right now, of course, we're talking about Bob Chapp and his death, and then, of course, what happened as far as the election here in California, and the fact that at least locally in the county where we live, they got almost 17% of the vote for Ron Paul, much higher than in any other county that I know of. Anything else you wanted to ask, Victor, from Amsterdam, New York?
Yeah, when I voted for the mayor here in Amsterdam last election, we had paper ballots here in New York.
Good, but how are they counted? In other words, basically we need paper ballots and we need to mark them, but then we need to have them hand counted, not machine counted, because you can't count on the machines. Because they can rig the machines. They're very easy to rig, and most of them are rigged. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, anything else, Victor?
I like your program.
Well, God bless, and thank you so much, and get those other people there in Amsterdam listening. Appreciate it. Thanks very much for calling. And let's, of course, right now go to Bob, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bob from Spokane. How are things up there?
They're doing good. A lot of rain, Dr. Stan, but it was such a sad day, or actually Monday, to lose Bob Chapman, because, you know, he's an icon, and I ended up calling him up and getting advice about some of my last rental. He said, get the heck out of the real estate, get into gold and silver, and I did exactly what he told, and I like tripled my money. But I'd already been in the metals, and it's just a shame that we lose a great man like him, and we just got to carry on. Alex is going to do a big tribute at Infowars.com about him, and he'll be sorely missed, because I just loved listening to him.
Well, I did too, and remember, we spent 2 hours with him every Monday afternoon and evening, and this was probably over a period of 3 or 4 years. I consider him a close friend. And he will be sorely missed, and I hope we can find somebody who will be, we'll never find anybody who's quite as well-versed as Bob is, because he had a grasp not only of the political, but also of the spiritual aspect of how this whole struggle fits together. And we have lots of people out there who can talk on the financial aspects of it. We have other people who can talk about the spiritual aspect, but very few who can combine the two. And yet this is a financial conflict, a financial battle being fought.
You do a fine job yourself, Dr. Stan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're one of the icons. You and Red Beckman, G. Edward, God bless you guys. You guys are A1, and liberty will prevail, and death to the New World Order. God bless Alex Jones. God bless us all. We can't stop fighting, just like the guys at Bilderberg. We got to wake people up to what's going on. They're running scared. Alex got them running scared, man.
Well, Alex is doing a great job, and we're certainly indebted to him for the fine job he's doing. He's reaching people I could never reach, and certainly we congratulate him and fully support his message. And I really do believe his website, of course, if you haven't been to the website, you should. It's the best website up there on the Internet today.
And Drudge is good. Drudge really is on our site, too.
Oh, he is, but I go to both Drudge and Alex, and I enjoy Alex more than Drudge. I'm sure other people enjoy Drudge more, but I go to Drudge first, and then I go to Alex every morning.
Me too.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you ever thought about Alex Jones, pardon me, about Bob Chapman and his passing away on Monday, or if you have any thoughts on any of the other subjects, we'll be glad to cover it. It's open line Wednesday, and we'd love to know what you think. Well, certainly Bob Chapman will be sorely missed, but I know that he wants us to go on, and yeah, I do know that he was comfortable right up to the very end. He lost a lot of weight, but he wasn't having any pain until just the last day or two, and then, of course, they had plenty of pain medication, and so he did not suffer. He just drifted off to sleep, and of course, didn't wake up there. And Melody was right there. Melody Cedarstrom was down there with him almost at the very end. So, and Melody, of course, is a good friend as well. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Any parting thoughts, Bob? Well, I guess we lost Bob. So if you're out there, why, give us a call. And it's open lines. Oh, but of course, there are certainly giants in this field. We've seen many of them pass away since I've been at this. But certainly now we're sort of at that point ourselves. I'm 83 years old, but as long as God gives me the strength and a voice and a clear mind, as long as He gives me a wife and family that'll stand with me and helpers and people out across America who will help us to maintain our network while we'll be behind the microphone. As long as God gives us breath, we'll be trying to bring you a message and understanding of what is going on today. And we're going to be back here in just a moment. Don't hesitate to call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Stan and Cynthia, we're in open lines this evening. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to, if you would like to talk about what's going on in the Near East or the Middle East or the Far East or in China. If you'd like to talk about what's happening economically here at home, if you'd like to talk to Cynthia about what's happening in our schools or what's happening in our military, or certainly what is happening as far as Iran is concerned or Israel, all of these things, it's, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But certainly let me just suggest that if you'd like to contact Bob's family, why you could send them an email at you can send condolences to the family at www.ottlaf, that's OttlaughLaughlin, OttLaughlin, OttlaughLaughlin, funeralhome.com, that's www.ottlaughlin.com. Laughlin, that's OttlaughLaughlin, funeralhome.com, and I'm sure that the family would love to hear from you. So if you have a question or comment about Bob Chapman or anything else you'd like to talk about, why, this is the time to call. We've got Jeff calling from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing?
Good. How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Do you have any thoughts or comments? What would you like to talk about?
What I'd like to talk about is Albert Pike. And
one of my favorite villains.
I did hear you with a guest, and you just mentioned it in passing that he was a Luciferian, etc., and talked about the New World Order and the three world wars and everything else. And I did a little more research, and I stumbled on a website which took the quote, because there's a quote in his book, I think it's the dogmas and the morals of the Masons or something like that.
It's called Morals and Dogma, right.
Right, and the quote was referring to Lucifer, and the author of this blog said, well, this quote has been taken out of context to connect him with Luciferianism, because it says something like, "O Lucifer, bearer of light," and then, but it says something. It puts it in a question form. It says, "How is it that he's the bearer of light, etc., etc.?" And then he said, in other areas in that book, Lucifer is mentioned in a biblical way, and his conclusion was, and the way, I mean, if you read around that text, read it in the context, it actually does, what he was saying does make sense. So what I was going to ask you is, what's the other evidence aside from that one quote that would connect him with Luciferianism, etc.? And I know he had some associations with some people.
Well, basically, of course, if you read this quotation, I don't have it here. If I have a chance, I'll try to find it. But basically, Lucifer, the light bearer, he goes into the strange name to give to the angel of light. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange name to give to the angel of light. And then he goes on to say, is it he who bears the light? doubt it not. And that the, if you read the context, he will tell you that basically that you know, in the Garden of Eden, why it was the demon who told Adam not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then, of course, it was the angel of light who told Adam to go ahead and eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if you read this, you find that he is calling God a demon and the angel of light, who is Lucifer, according to the scriptures, just that, the angel of light. And if you read the text of Morals and Dogma carefully, you will find out that the entire foundation of Masonry comes out of the ancient religions. It comes out of Gnosticism. It comes out of the Templar religion. It comes out of the Rosicrucians, out of the Illuminati. And, of course, basically, these are all Luciferian religions. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
I have not. I heard your talk.
Well, let me suggest that you get the book and that you read it very carefully and check all of the references. Because Albert Pike was a very close friend of Helena.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle Tooth soap really is a miracle. Miracle Tooth products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Jeff is calling from Lansing, Michigan. He's saying that, of course, America has our troops stationed all over the world, and it's very obvious that we have close connections with the leaders of the Muslim faith, the Jewish faith. And then what was the rest of the question? Go ahead.
Well, I see a connection because we know from Scripture that Lucifer will take his throne in Jerusalem at one point in history, and he's going to have sway over the entire world. And we also know that his religion will be a syncretistic false religion which combines, or tolerates at least, all faiths except Christianity, because the Christians who claim an exclusivity with Christ will be killed if they refuse to take the mark, which obviously there will be a religious element to the mark. And so I'm looking at the way America has positioned itself with this military might, the expansion of power, the rendition, etc., secret prisons all over the world, the biggest embassy, I think it's the biggest embassy in the world in Babylon, or near Babylon, the old Babylon, which is Baghdad, obviously. And so you see how we have alliances with these centers of major world religions, Jerusalem, Mecca, Medina, you know, Islam, Judaism, and then Christianity. We're supposed to be a Christian nation, okay? So it looks like we are in a prime position. If the Antichrist comes to power and makes his throne in Jerusalem, we already have an alliance with Jerusalem, see? And then we also have an alliance with the head of the Islamic religion, or the country, which is the center of it. And the second center of it, we have the biggest embassy in the world. That would be the Shia branch of Islam. And all the shrines and everything are right there in Iraq. So those areas, we have basically put our footprint in those areas. Plus, we have military all over the world. What do you see as America's role in the future? I mean, say the Antichrist came to power and put his throne in Jerusalem over the next 10 years. Do you see him using America as kind of his tool to kind of rule the world through us?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, the demonic forces have taken control of the American government. At one time, we were a Christian nation. We're not a Christian nation anymore. We are working to carry out Lucifer's plan. And they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and then installing the one-world ruler. And that's exactly what it is all about. And that is why we either have to take America back or suffer the consequences. And I believe that, of course, God is going to bring terrible tragedy and judgment to America, because the good people have done nothing, and of course the churches have been neutralized. When was the last time you went to church and saw a minister wearing a suit and white shirt and a tie? Well, I'm sure there are a few of them around the country who do that, but most of them have simply given that up and given up honoring God. And now they certainly are using certainly these new approaches to get people into the church. But we've lost our awe, we've lost our fear, we've lost our respect for God. And the God we worship is not the God of the Bible. That's the tragedy. America was a Christian nation. It is no longer. Anything else?
No, I think that's good. I will let you go. If you have other callers, you can get right to them. I appreciate it.
God bless. But you're absolutely right. America is the country that is leading the world into this Luciferian kingdom. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless, and let's go to Bill, who's calling us from Tri-Cities, Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We had a caller earlier who was actually using this quotation from Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. And I did, certainly the quotation he was using was not accurate. And I don't know whether probably it was not quoted accurately, but basically this is what Pike wrote. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning. Is it he who bears the light and with its splendor intolerable blinds feeble, sensual, or selfish souls? Doubt it not, for traditions are full of divine revelations and inspirations. And divine revelations and the word inspirations are all capitalized, meaning, of course, the divine revelation that Lucifer is God, of course, has to do with deity. Well, let's go to Bill calling from Tri-Cities, Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we invite your calls. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. I was wondering if you had ever heard of a mind control cult in Australia known as the, I think it's called the Santa Caton Park Association, and it was a... And it was also called the family, or another word for it was, I think the, it was in Australia, and they were basically giving, people LSD and trying to breed Aryan children. Have you ever heard anything of that?
I really haven't. There is an organization here known as the Family. I do not know about the organization you're speaking of in Australia. Sounds truly diabolical, but there are so many of these organizations all over the world founded in Luciferianism. We go right ahead. Anything else?
Well, I'm not trying to. I normally don't get off into these kinds of topics, but basically... it appears that Hitler was into all kinds of Eastern mysticism and the occult, and that's a part of Hitler that a lot of people don't realize. He was into this woman named Savitri, and the swastika came from Hinduism, and there are a lot of things that he appropriated from this priestess, basically, I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say about this other than I think that there is a connection between Arianism, Gnosticism, and Eastern mysticism.
You're absolutely right. In fact, there were about 1,000 lamas that Hitler brought from over in the Middle East to come, and they were there in Berlin. But Hitler was deeply involved in the occult. The Nazi movement was deeply involved in the occult. But the people who brought Hitler to power, and of course who financed Hitler all during the war, were there as certainly counterparts in the United States who were also deeply involved in the occult. Remember, there were 100 American corporations were over in Germany building the weapons for the Nazis, both before the Second World War and during the Second World War, and many of the planes and ships and tanks that killed our boys at the Battle of the Bulge and at the Normandy were built by American corporations. I'm talking about General Motors. I'm talking about General Electric. I'm talking about Ford. I'm talking about Sydney. IBM, ITT. Sydney, there's a wonderful book called America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus Vicary. Going into this 100 American corporations, certainly Professor Anthony Sutton mentions those, and Wall Street and the rise of Hitler, Charles Hyman's book, Trading with the Enemy, all of them available from Radio Liberty, our 4 tape sets, and our we have information on all of this, but it all ties into the occult. And until you understand that what motivated the American corporations was the occult, what motivated the Nazi movement was the occult, there's certainly over 1,000 Nazi war criminals were brought to America after the Second World War in Operation Paperclip, and 10,000 to 50,000 Nazi war criminals were helped to escape to South America by our CIA and MI6, which were all involved in the occult. None of this makes sense unless you understand the occult background behind this whole movement and the fact that today they are working towards ultimately the same goal that Hitler was, a new world order. And now, of course, it's this new world order they're working towards. So you're absolutely right. Anything else you wanted to say?
Do you think that some of the conspiracy researchers are such as Eustace Mullins, and there are a few others, but I've been doing research into them, and Eustace Mullins was basically a fascist. He was the protege of Ezra Pound, and he was wrote a tract about how he loved Hitler. And I mean, I'm not saying that some of his research isn't valid, but some of these people are not coming from a Judeo-Christian perspective.
You're absolutely right, Bill, and I certainly interviewed Eustace Mullins, and I certainly think you're absolutely right. I'm going to let you go because we've got a couple of other callers, okay?
Okay, thanks.
God bless. Let's go to, we have Roman calling from Columbus, Ohio. Roman, how are you listening to us back there in Columbus?
I'm listening on shortwave radio.
Okay, good. I'm glad that certainly our people are still listening to us on shortwave, and we do have, we only have 1 hour in the evening, but at least we still have it. And so, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I've got a bunch, but you cut me off anytime you want to, because I understand there's other callers. Okay, Robert Chapman, what did he die from, and how old was he?
Bob was 75 or 76. He died of pancreatic cancer.
Cancer. Okay, that's good. Okay, now I got some. Well, I don't mean it's good, but you answered my question. Okay, I got a few comments. Doctor, I thought he was a doctor, Albert Pike. You know what? Some of the stuff that I hear, well, the Bible is written backwards with his big book. I saw it, and I didn't have the money to buy it. And it kind of reminds me of the Book of Mormon. I read probably most of that, and I thought the pictures and the one I had were just great pictures, great paintings. But anyway, and I'm a Christian. I don't believe in Mormonism. But I thought the Book of Mormon was the Book of Isaiah written backwards. So it seems like there's a pattern that Satan does. He writes things backwards or writes them in the code or something. Okay, and the last thing, and I know there's other callers, you people have ability, just like Robert Chapman. Man, you guys don't sleep too much. And, most of you people, just like I try to say about Dr. Noah Hudson, you guys can write a book faster than I can read a book. I mean, I'm 70 years old now, and I just don't get where you get all your ability. I really, well, I'm not saying that insulting, but I know you get, just like me, we all get our ability from God. You know, we all have talent on loan from God, like Rush Limbaugh says, and I'm...
Well, I will tell you that Noah Hutchings, who is Southwest Radio Church, he constantly... amazes me. At his age, he's still churning books out. I have a hard time, because I have only written a couple of books. But, of course, we have to churn out our newsletters, or we did until recently, and right now I've suddenly given up the newsletter. We're letting one of our friends write that newsletter for us, William Grieg. But we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and that's the reason I don't have trouble to do other things. In some ways, I'd rather write books. But I think that God has given me the opportunity and the talent to do talk radio, so this is why where I'm putting my effort. However, we have other people out there like Noah and others of our friends who are churning books out, and they're well worthwhile reading. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, let's get some of the other people on. God bless you, lad.
God bless, and thanks very much. That was Roman calling from Columbus, Ohio, and let's go to Suzette, who's calling us from Monterey. Hi, Suzette. How are you doing?
Oh, Dr. Stan, I'm just so sad about Mr. Chapman.
Well, we're going to miss him very much. Did you give your telephone number to Ari? I'd ask him to see if he could, if you did call in to get your telephone number. Did you do that?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to get after Ari. Anyway, I'm going to, when we let you go, I'm going to put you back on hold, and he'll get your telephone number. But, yes, we're going to miss Bob. He'd be sorely missed. But I'm sure he's in a far better place, and hopefully he's smiling down on us now.
Well, you know, that was my thought, you know, because I was just reflecting on all the things I learned from him and over the years, and just listening when he was on Monday nights, and then he wasn't on, and I thought, what's going on with Mr. Chapman? And then, you know, why isn't he on? Why isn't he on? And then Alex mentioned that he was ill, and, like, gravely ill, and then to learn that he had passed away, and at such a young age. I mean, 76 is not old. You know, so that's kind of, that's just very sad, and but he is in a better place. That is what we can all, I guess, take comfort in, is that he has left quite a legacy. What I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Chapman, because I know you two were friends, you've known him for many years, if you could just maybe talk a little bit about him, you know, like your, like how you met him and...
Well, we'd never actually met him. We just talked to him many, many times on the radio, and suddenly we realized we had common beliefs, and so I just asked him to come on a regular basis. He was very gracious to do that, and of course, we got to know him ever so much better, spending an hour with him every afternoon and then every evening over a period probably of 4 or 5 years, and we certainly enjoyed having him, and we learned a lot from him.
Oh, gosh, amazing. What do you think in his life? Like, didn't he work for CIA at one point?
Yes, he was with intelligence. He was certainly with special forces. He had had a fascinating life.
I know, just amazing. But I hear the music coming on.
I'm going to just put you on hold, and you just you give your telephone number to our group.
Okay.
Okay, God bless. That's Suzette calling from Monterey, and because she was actually working to actually... she was working with the Ron Paul group here. Okay, fine. Well, now do we have Tim up from Illinois? Tim, are you there?
Oh, yes, Dr. Stan.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Dr. Stan, it's been an interesting evening. We have Eric from Michigan on. And Eric, we've only got just a moment because we're out of time, but do you have a quick thought before we let you go?
Yes, I am very much distraught with Bob's passing, but I do want to nominate Jerome Corsi as Bob's substitute. If you will, I think that Jerome Corsi has all the intelligence, the wit and wisdom of Bob Chapman, and great insight, instinct, etc., and plus the Holy Spirit guiding him. So I hope that you can endeavor to bring on Jerome Corsi every Monday.
Well, he doesn't have that time, but we will have him on next week. So Jerome, of course, is certainly one of my favorite guests, but he has so many demands on his time. I feel we're fortunate to have him. We do have him coming on next week. I appreciate you mentioning it. God bless you, Eric. Good night. And this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're pretty dependent upon those of you who simply listen to our programs. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to have you. You get our newsletter and our four best tapes of the month. Or if you're in a position to advertise with us, then, of course, your contribution is deductible. I should comment that we always do review all of our advertisers and try to make certain that their products are worthwhile and certainly are proper before we will accept them. But we try to screen everything we put on. Once in a while, we'll make a mistake, but not very often. And I like to think that as I get older, we make fewer and fewer mistakes. In these circumstances, of course, if you can join the Radio Liberty family supporters, we'd love to welcome you. We hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through several times. That you'll get our talk on the Forbidden Secret, our talk on the Dark Secret, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a couple of our new DVDs. One of them is called The Dangerous Deception. It's my interview with Norman Dodd, the Director of Research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. And what did they find that these great American, tax-exempt foundations were doing? They were financing communism and Marxism and socialism, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And of course, the Reese Committee was eventually shut down, but not before at least some of the information was obtained. All of the copies, or almost all of the copies, of the committee report were bought up and destroyed. Fortunately, our good friend Charlotte Isabey got the only copy in existence, and of course, it is available for nothing on the web, or you can purchase it from us, but it's about, 4,000 or 5,000 pages. Better to pull it down, because we have to charge an arm and a leg for these. But they are available on the internet, we hope you want to get my other new DVD, Population Control, the covert agenda. We just have it available recently. Population control, the covert agenda. There really is an organized effort to kill billions of people today. Let me repeat that. There's an organized effort to kill billions of people. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Help us get the information. Help us awaken the American people. And, of course, we ask you to pray for America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until, well, we'll be back in just a moment with the next hour of Radio Liberty. Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. But, well, for the next hour, they're going to be my views and the views of Bob Fletcher. And Bob is certainly one of our favorite guests. He certainly was running a toy business and certainly, you know, moderately successful manufacturing toys that were going to be shipped across America. And suddenly, he went into a partnership with another gentleman who offered to help finance and expand the business. Boy, Bob Fletcher found himself in the middle of the Iran-Contra gun smuggling guns into both Iran and into Nicaragua. Bob Fletcher, it's been an exciting time since then, hasn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. And like you said, I kind of, in my case, got dropped into the middle of the covert side of American government, much to my surprise, and found out just things that really overwhelmed me and disgusted me and bothered me, and I ended up chasing all these characters and trying to expose and bring it out to the general public, which is what I classified myself as when I got started in this mess, not knowing very much about anything called covert or the idea of shipping weapons to mercenaries and being involved with overthrowing governments and all of those political black operations and covert operations that, of course, our country's been involved with for so many years. And, of course, since then, it's been an awful lot of water under the bridge and over the waterfalls in terms of what's been going on and how corrupted things have expanded, I'm afraid. Every year there's more and more secrecy. There's more laws being passed that keep us all in the dark. I refer to them kind of simplistically as the bad guys. And, you know, the people that are actually moving forward with their own plans, their own devious plans, in an attempt to put us, of course, into a world government where only a handful of people are at the helm of steering a singular government that would control the entire world. And, of course, this involves not just military, but, of course, involves banking and all of those extreme elements that maybe we don't even think too much about
until we realize that they're all part of control of the world, you know, of everyone in the world. So, and you know, most recently I've been watching and studying. Of course, I've done several DVDs in the past that were reports of my own. They're actually investigations that I was involved with directly, and I've made those available to the public as good as I could. And I've been watching some new things that are coming up that I don't know. The bad guys are allowed to bitten off more than they could chew, and probably can talk a little bit about those today. Some of the things that might end up overwhelming the bad guys.
Well, I just hope they overwhelm the bad guys. They don't end up overwhelming us, I guess, of course, it's Bob Fletcher. And if you haven't seen Bob's DVDs, we carry them, and you can get them either through his ministry or through Radio Liberty. But they go into so many of the things going on, the mind control, the special weapons. Whether it's a weapon of warfare, the JFK assassination. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Bob is starting to talk about these new electronic new weapons in Sydney. Russia is probably the third along the line. China is probably the second most advanced country in the world as far as these electronic weapons, and they're fantastic and deadly new electronic weapons that have been developed that I fear one day will be used against America. But go right ahead, Bob.
And the problem is with these, of course, is that the development has been extremely, the multiples in terms of expanding and increasing the development of all of these different electronically oriented weapons, which includes down at the lower level things like being able to, like we talked about, ray guns and x-rays and things of that sort, and supersonic sound and ultrasound, things that are actually can make you deaf and blind and make you insane and all of these different things at a low level. But then we have the scary part is that now that we brought all of our, for example, our power industry, they're all controlled with computerization. All the generation of electricity, for example, power, all of that is controlled. All of our nuclear power plants, of course, are all computerized. All of our communication, our means by which we exist, and we go in and from one room to another and throw on the light switch at the most simplistic level, that we totally depend on that. We depend on the ability to, with electronics and computerization, the fuel transportation, all of our fuel being transported one manner or another depends on computerization. And, of course, most recently we've had, which was a military concern, of course, has been the Iranians, who had been working to develop nuclear weapons so that they could say that they now have X number of weapons and that they have the ability to reach all, not only the Arab states but also Europe and then, of course, potentially the United States. So it's been a big concern. So what we've done, the United States had done, covertly and secretly at a very top level, along with the Israelis, we were able to put in a virus, which was an electronic virus, into their computer system in Iran and totally burned up and destroyed 75 or 80% of the secret plant locations where the Iranians have been working on their nuclear material. They have centrifuges, which are very technical equipment to bring the level of nuclear weapon material up to highest grade for nuclear bombs. Basically, what happens there in simple terms is the more finite it can be refined, the more highly it can be refined, then the more powerful a bomb could be in a single capsule. So they've been working diligently on that, and lo and behold, we figured out how to get in there, working with the Mossad, Israel, top secret covert operatives, and we put in a virus that just pretty much got in and ate up a huge amount of the equipment. And what I mean by that, of course, is it bypassed the temperature controls on these centrifuges, the speed under which they worked, and the elements they had to protect what they were doing, so that everything just like being short-circuited their entire system. So that on our side, of course, that's hailed as being a real good deal, something that stopping the Iranians in terms of expanding their nuclear program with this real neat, slick thing that's simply called a virus, a computer virus. Now, what's going on, of course, at the same time, and by the way, that was called the Stuxnet, S-T-U-X-N-E-T, a secret virus that they originally put in and was able to get it stuck in the equipment in Iran. Now, what's happened, of course, at the same time, is we have China and other small nations, even as long as they have money, like the Arab states, for example, they're all working with their scientists to be able to put these electronic gizmos in, the viruses, into the Americans' backyard, and, of course, to cause to mess up our electronics. And so what we have going on now is two things. I've, of course, because of my discovery of the weather control as a weapon so many years ago. And I put out that my original report on that, and of course spoke before the Senate relative to weather control as a weapon. Now, and that being basically an electronic weapon we're talking about, and the problem being worldwide is that we don't know if we are already 100% in a weapons weather war weapons fight right now. We don't know if the Chinese and the Russians, both either or separately, are attacking us with that, causing the crazy weather we've witnessed for the last 10 years. We don't know if the crazy weather that they have had is from us, if we are, in fact, attacking them. And now we go into a whole new version of computer virus, the wars with computer viruses, which is something that it's in its embryo stage right now. Maybe not. It could. When I say embryo stage with these kinds of weapons, we probably have had them active for 10, 15 years maybe, getting better every month. But now we have those, and I guess putting out a warning or an SOS ahead of time for everybody to be aware of the potential of major computer crashes due to these extreme virus that they're able to put in electronically that just eat up different countries. For example, your defense systems, our defense systems, China's defense systems, or even our weapons systems. They even have the potential, obviously, of causing a short circuit or an improper signal that could permit the launching of weapons from left to right or right to left. So it's like a whole brand new thing that mankind, again, same as nuclear weapons, has brought upon themselves with our natural process of trying to expand in one area or another. And now we've ended up creating kind of the moving out of control in terms of this electronics. So it's something that I've been studying and watching, trying to pay attention to for a few years. And some of it, on one hand, could look humorous, but it's really gotten almost already out of control, because you don't have the ability, I'm going to say the United States, we don't have the ability to check out every little tiny electronic problem that may come up into our major electric systems, and neither do the Chinese. And what we've been discovering at a high level of the Defense Department is that the Chinese has been able to manufacture under contracts that I think were totally illogical. But we have contracts with the Chinese, and we have bought huge amounts of computer chips for many of our defense programs and installed them throughout our system for the last 10, 15 years at the very highest levels of the United States government. And now we're discovering what they've done is put these backdoor entries into a tremendous amount of our defense equipment. Some of the stuff that's supposed to protect us and watch over what's going on a regular basis, and they're discovering that the Chinese have successfully put false or phony Trojan horse, and what they even are calling zombie computer sciences, into our own equipment. And they're now finding them all over the place. I mean, inside NASA's equipment, inside of our highest level of our Defense Department and all of their electronics, they're finding that these chips are implanted into our equipment.
But, Bob, how could it possibly be that we would not have suspected that the Chinese would do this? We had to know that the Chinese would be putting something into these, and if we weren't checking them, the only explanation, in my estimation, would be that we intended to allow them to do it. Our leaders are not that stupid. Our people in our military are not that stupid. It was almost a pure an act of treason for them not to consider, in all probability, the Chinese would plant in our electronics the vehicles that would facilitate our destruction.
Well, and I agree. It's beyond, you know, a discovery of that kind of magnitude. And some of these, by the way, they haven't told us about at all. You know, they're so at such a high level. These, well, like I say, chips with backdoor computerized entries so that foreign nations could actually come right in and almost watch what was going on via computer chips. I agree with you. It's probably got to have been an internal sabotage. One of the main reasons, as a matter of fact, is the fact that we started it many years ago by putting chips of our own in their equipment.
Right. So basically, of course, we would anticipate they'd do the same thing. And the only explanation for them not simply trying to ferret these out is we have people working at the highest echelons of our government today who want to see the military potential of this nation destroyed. I believe that is what it's all about.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy.
A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
They're talking about the fact that they have robots now. They can converse in robot language with one another, but it's not a program a language that they were taught. The robots have the ability to begin to think on their own and to be able to function on their own and to communicate with one another on their own. And we have created, in many respects, the potential for a monster that we cannot necessarily control. Go right ahead, Bob.
And of course, and like I say, that's kind of on the, you can look at that from a lighthearted point of view. I mean, you know, that's really kind of neat, you know, to use that dialogue. It's just kind of, wow, that's amazing. And these little guys, they can put them in a room and they wander around and pick up, different things that are placed in a room and actually end up coming up with their own, verbal framework to create their own language. So that's kind of neat. But if it gets out of control, we're going to be in trouble. And unfortunately, that's the stuff that happens. It's the nature of life. And again, we have, to switch back, like to the viruses we were talking about. You shoot in a virus, electronically in to mess up the electronics of somebody else's weapons, but then that same virus or a similar one mutates electronically and gets out and starts, let's say, just coming back to the person that's sending the instructions to it. Then the next thing we know, we have the same destructive element that's completely loose. And again, the word virus was very appropriate. You have to think of it exactly the same as we think of a medical virus that could get out and shut down the world. And several years ago, that, of course, that statement that I just made would have been ludicrous. It just would have been silly. People would have said, oh, yeah, right, shut down the world. How are you going to do that? But the truth is, right now, we are so worldwide, tremendously obligated to computerization that literally could take place. We could end up with a virus that would bounce back at the original people that are sending the virus information or what have you, and have it get loose and shut everything down. I mean, it's hard to imagine. It's just like if you had a meteor that came in and caused such an electronic disruption by nature, and as to shut down all of our electric, everything that's electrical, for a period, let's say just burn it up, so that you actually had to maybe take a half a year or an entire year to get things going again. What in the world would the United States of America look like if the plugs were simply pulled on every single thing that's electronic? And it's even hard to imagine. You could sit down and say, well, okay, let's make a list. What would happen? You know, you take a little yellow pad and start writing down, start in your own living room and then go into the kitchen where all your foodstuffs are and your ability to cook, your ability to communicate. And then all of a sudden you'd realize that you didn't even, not only do you not know what your relatives are doing because there's no communication down across town, but you can't communicate across the country. We don't even know what's going on in California or in Miami or in New York City because we have no means of communication because it's all electronics. And if this bounced back at us and came through, it, you know, we're talking something with the potential of only 30 minutes, you could shut the entire United States down.
Well, you know, as incredible as it seems, the Agenda 21 program and the people behind so much of what's going on today, people of great wealth, they really do feel the enemy, of course, of nature is humanity. The people are the problem. And the way to counter this is simply to destroy Western civilization. As incredible as it may seem, where we have interlocking electric grids, certainly this very real problem as far as the possibility of an EMP attack. It would be very, very simple to prevent one with the expenditure of a few $1 billion. They waste this amount of money every day, but they absolutely refuse to guarantee the security of our web system. And you have to ask yourself why. Unless, of course, there is the possibility that that's exactly what the ruling elite want. They want to fulfill the predictions of Agenda 21 and simply destroy the electronic infrastructure of America. People say that couldn't be true, but are you absolutely certain? We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
The Dr. Stan and Bob is simply talking about these potentials for viruses to be transmitted from nation to nation to nation. People say, why would anybody in their right mind want to do this sort of thing and destroy the electronic infrastructure of nations? But ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever studied Agenda 21, you'll find out that the people who rule the world, who embrace Agenda 21, are not rational people. They really do want to destroy Western civilization because they think that's the only way to save humanity to save the earth, who, of course, they look upon it as a deified being who is being certainly effectively destroyed by the excesses and selfishness of mankind. Bob, go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, and of course, you know, as a, again, as a weapon, talking about these zombie, what they label, call a zombie viruses or zombie computer programs. Once they send these out, they, like I say, they can go one, two, three, four different nations and then end up to the targeted computer program they were going after. And then they become almost, the signal is constructed in a way such that it'll grow and expand and, let's say, multiply in its whatever evil it's been put in to do. And maybe it's a simple thing. Originally it started out with young hackers, what they called it, would get in and simply do it as a joke to see how far they could sit in their little garage or wherever and send out signals that would, let's say, eat up somebody's computer program. So it was like a big ha-ha funny joke on somebody up the street. But now it's turned into this very serious weapon with the ability, like I said, unfortunately, to not just booger up somebody's localized computer, but get into our defense system and cause complete destruction of protective computers or our weaponry that for launching retaliatory protective weapons. But the now, of course, the banking, the financing, they can go in and just wipe out, you know, entire banking systems. And as a matter of fact, just a couple of years ago, the United Kingdom took all of their defense people together. They had a huge meeting in the United Kingdom, and they put protective computer program defense systems as the number one on their defense allegation for money. So they all of their defense money was shifted and altered around to where the number one priority was going to be trying to do electronic computerized protective systems because they were so worried about it. It's like now, 2009, so like 2 years ago, something like that. And they got into making the priority for their entire defense system was based on computer concern. So that's how serious it is, and I don't have the exact figures on what the United States has into this, but I'm sure at this point in time, likewise, the amount of money, two sides of it, in other words, the amount of money we're spending on messing up other people's electronics is probably matched with money on our side trying to protect us from viruses like these. It's one of these things that commonly we just never even think about until all of a sudden it'll hit our headlines, with some kind of a giant concern, or the entire East Coast of the United States will be shut down, and all of a sudden it'll be all over the newspapers and in major media telling us that, somebody's put one of these viruses in that's eaten up half of the country. And of course, as just average day-to-day folks that I put myself in the same category, you have to pay attention day-to-day. Just the last week, my personal account, we were notified on some, we don't do very much with that kind of stuff using the electronics, but a couple of things we do in terms of paying our bills. And we were notified that there had been a computer charge on our card for 98 cents. And our bank notified us right away. Obviously, there's something funny when that happens. If it happens to you where you have some strange, like a 98 cents or a $2.47 charge, you have to immediately go in with your bank and get it straight. And probably what we did was change numbers and all of that around so that it couldn't happen again. And when we asked, it was the bank security people contacted us. And when we asked about it, we were told that this is like a 98-cent kind of a charge is something that would be missed by most people. And, it would be gone through. Now, but they use the people that are doing this are using that as a means to get in and get the rest of the information that they need to go ahead and, of course, do a serious charging against your card or charge against your own bank account. And, in my case, I don't have anything. but the people that have any money in the bank of any serious amount at all, if you see a small charge go through or something that's really crazy, like a 98-cent charge at some local store, you need to follow up with your own bank security and make sure you get the numbers changed before they go through like a vacuum cleaner on your whatever money you may have. But anyhow, I don't know. It's just something. It's one of these things. Again, it's another whole concern, something that we have to be paying attention to. And it's going to be interesting to see as these things develop to just kind of keep an eye on what's going on in terms of the electronic wars. We may already be completely into them farther than we know. And, of course, like I said, the electronics, the virus that we were able to put into the Iranians to mess up their program for nuclear development, we could always say that was good, but we have to be careful it doesn't bounce back on us and end up coming back and eating up our own computer programs.
And basically, of course, if it's all right for us to do that to the Iranians, what possible objection could we have to them so they are doing the same thing to us? And basically, I believe there's a very close relationship between the intelligence services in Iran and the intelligence services here. I believe nothing as it appears to be. I know very well that certainly our intelligence agencies have worked very closely with both the Chinese and the Russian intelligence agencies, and there are forces, mysterious forces, that work behind the scenes. But behind those, of course, are these people who would destroy Western civilization. This is the significant thing that people really don't understand. They've never studied Agenda 21. They've never understood the thought process of these people who believe that mankind itself is the enemy. And, of course, they must be destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, would love to get that. I'm sure Bob would be very glad to answer your questions. But, Bob, certainly as we contemplate the electronic power that's out there, can you see this potential for destroying Western civilization?
Well, yeah, and that is the what is really a shame. Always the positive side of things is that the development within electronics has been so amazing, and multitudes on month in and month out, where it's like every month there's this new phenomenal amount of electronic equipment available in the computer arena particularly. And it's great. I mean, we have all these neat little gadgets, telephones that have communications. You can make instant communication the other side of the world. You can look on your telephone and see the person you're talking to. I mean, these are all wonderful, amazing, and enjoyable expansions of the electronic industry, it's just great to have that. But the scary thing at the same time is that as we've become personally dependent on these wonderful gadgets, that get bigger and better and more exciting on a 60-day cycle, I guess, now almost. What you owned 5 months ago is completely obsolete piece of trash today, and that's great. But on the negative side is that we are totally and completely the total obligation of just throwing a switch. Throw that switch on and the refrigerator runs. Throw on the switch and you got television. You can see what's going on the other side of the world, at least what they want to tell you about's going on. We have satellites that are completely encircling now every inch of the atmosphere out there, sending transmissions back and forth. And we get upset if the computer, when you turn on your computer, if you can't get it working in 7 or 8 seconds, you start getting angry at the darn thing. But at the same time, we're sitting here, and if they reach a point where somebody can send out a virus, these things don't take long at all. This is not something that takes 6 months to accomplish. If they send out an appropriately designed electronic virus, they can shut us down like throwing a single switch. And every single thing that we depend on in the United States of America to just survive would be completely non-usable.
Well, let's go to Chris, who's calling us from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Chris. Did you have a question or comment about the conversation?
Question. I was wondering what your guest has to say about, for example, Dr. Jim Richards out of Huntsville, Alabama, listening to his claiming that he was healed by a predetermined frequency of sound being applied to a body organ of his that was not working correctly?
Okay, well, I don't know very much about that in specifics. In general, are we talking about him feeling that he is being electronically attacked by a given frequency? Is that what we're saying?
No, I was not aware until I listened to him that our body organs evidently operate on a...
On a frequency.
On some given frequency. I believe that's probably is accurate. It's one of these studies that, way back in the 20s, the 1920s, you had several scientists that were working, both engineers and scientists working together on that concept.
That was Reif, R-I-F-A,
right? That's correct. Yeah, Dr. Reif had created or claimed to have created a machine, and his intent was that setting it at a given frequency for an individual person's body frequency, that he could potentially cure cancers and eradicate certain diseases and all. I don't know if that's ever and I'm sure they're still working on that, very probably in several areas. I don't know how far that's gotten. I don't know if they've ever proven it.
Dr. Jim Richards in Huntsville, Alabama, said that he was healed by sound wave frequency.
Yes, I have spoken at several. I used to do much more. I don't do any of it now because of my own health problems. I don't do any traveling, but I used to speak all over the country, and several times at different places where different forums where I've spoken, there have been people talking about that and implying that that had worked and all. I guess what I'm saying is I've never seen it proven to myself sufficiently that I'm not sure. I'm aware of what you're talking about, but I don't know if it's moved far enough forward any place to be proven as a means to heal. I think the potential lies in that arena that could possibly eventually be be accomplished.
Well, no, I think that's Chris, that is entirely different than what we're talking about.
We're getting off the
electronics for destruction. Talking about certainly this idea of the use of electronics for curing. If you have anything on that is verified scientifically, I'd appreciate if you'd send it to me. Would you do that, Chris?
Okay. Does he have an opinion or any research on the use of electronics on mind control? And I'll let you know.
He has written extensively on that. Go ahead.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Chris, if you have a computer handy for yourself, if you put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com on your computer, that will connect you to my website. And I have Weapons of Mass Control. I have a DVD that I put together. It's an investigation on a whole combination of electronic weapons. And we get into that very, very, very much in depth with that, as a matter of fact. And that's on my my website.
Bob, I want you to give your website. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your information, the great DVDs that you put out.
It's easy. If you do have a computer, if you just put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com, that will put you into my website. Those of you that don't have a computer handy, if you will drop me a note at Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803, I'll be glad to send you a complete list of what we've got available for you in a DVD form. So that's Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And we will send you a list of what we've got available.
And believe me, there's excellent material out there. And Bob has done some very, very fundamental work on this whole issue of electronics and mind control.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of prostate support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've only got a moment here. Eric, we're all done. But did you have a quick remark before we let you go? We're out of time.
Yes, Dr. Stan, pursuant to the previous caller regarding resonant frequency technology, I assisted a fellow who had pancreatic cancer, 3-pack-a-day cigarette smoker, very arrogant fellow, very secular, worldly, worked for EDS. But his wife and I went to high school, so I said, okay,
Quick, we're out of time. What's the point you want to make?
Okay, the point was, within a month, he was totally transformed of his chain-smoking habit and pancreatic cancer.
And basically, he did get better then. Eric, did he get better?
Well, yeah, he was the first one that ever in Michigan, my knowledge, has survived pancreatic cancer.
All right, fine. Well, God bless you. Thank you so very much for bringing that up. We'll have to look into it. Appreciate that. But these are a lot of things that Dr. Rife came up with 40 or 50 years ago have been effectively suppressed by our government because of the thought that people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And if you doubt that is the idea, you need to get our 4-CD set and or the transcript entitled The New Order of the Barbarians. The idea that people have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer, was put forward by Dr. Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and part of a group which he called the Order. Out of all the various information that we have accumulated during the years, the talk on Richard Day, the interviews with Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, who actually heard Richard Day talking about the Order of the Secret Society, one of the most fascinating insights into what the future held, and the talk was given in 1969, truly prophetic as to what's going on today. So basically, of course, we hope that many of you want to get that. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians, a 4-CD set, and or the transcript, or both of them together. You'll certainly want to get my new talk. It's on DVD. It's called Planned Population Control, The Covert Agenda. Population Control, The Covert Agenda. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll want to get our DVD on geoengineering by Roslyn Peterson. You'll want to get our DVD on aspartame by Betty Martini. You'll want to get the talk on Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw. These people intend to destroy Western civilization. You say, that's crazy. Why would anybody in their right mind want to destroy Western civilization? The answer is really very, very simple. These people are not in their right mind. These people have a different worldview because they hate humanity. And they hate humanity because it was God's creation. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret, and they're both on DVDs. Their syllabuses go with it, so you can verify what we're saying. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You need to verify your own way of thinking that these things are really true. Certainly, if you'd like some pamphlets on Agenda 21, they are available through Radio Liberty. And certainly, very soon, we hope to have our own talk that we gave at the Conspiracy Conference on Agenda 21 readily available for you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If you can help us financially, we'll appreciate hearing from you. Otherwise, please pray for Radio Liberty.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 6 June, Wednesday, 2012. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for coming home, trying to figure out, trying to make sense of what sometimes seems like senseless news. Well, if you're watching television, it's all about Wisconsin.